Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We were looking at this. Jeff, I don't know if you caught this conversation before during our pre-show meeting. So if this is hitting you over the head, sorry about that. Dan and I were talking about FanDuel has odds for the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
And can we read into this? Dan, what are FanDuel's odds for the first pick in the draft?
You have them.
Oh, I do. I was trying to get you in the conversation.
I don't have them in front of me.
I thought you had a rundown.
Why don't you read what's in front of you?
All right. I'll read what's
not to mention. I don't have that sponsorship, which is why it's good for the both of you.
All right. Stop it. I was trying to get you involved in the conversation.
There's a real.
You know, the beauty of this show is the three of us.
Valid point.
Is that this is a we approach our show as a team, don't we? This isn't about one giant ego on the show. This isn't about two giant egos. This is about three idiot opinions. Okay, so let's be sure that we...
You know, when this thing...
Master and idiot.
Yes.
When this thing goes bye-bye, we might not talk to each other even more than once a year.
I don't even know. Dude, I will lose your number immediately.
Dan McCormick.
Remember that? Is that his name?
Dan Metcalf? No, what's his name?
All right, so FanDuel says the first pick in the draft, Cam Ward going off at 1-1.
To whom? Or doesn't it say?
This is just odds for the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to go 1-1?
So, Cam Ward has, you know, the best odds.
That does not surprise me at all.
So, do you want to... Well, you have this in front of you, so I'm not going to
surprise
you.
No, I don't.
You don't have a rundown in front of you?
I have a rundown.
Travis Hunter is going off at +220.
Oh my
man, this is worse.
Both of you equally.
I do too. This is worse than our morning meeting. By the way, can you guys believe we're up at 5 o'clock in the morning discussing what we're going to be talking about at 11:42? Yeah, I don't believe it either. Travis Hunter +220. Abdul Carter +240, and then Shedeur Sanders at +800. So if you were looking at it odds wise, Shedeur Sanders is fourth. Does Vegas know something that we don't? That's the question.
Did Vegas watch tape?
So I always wonder when we talk about FanDuel or Vegas in this instance, are they setting their odds based on the way people are betting or what they believe to be true or what's going to happen?
You know what the odds are, right? Let's try to figure out how we can get the most people to wager on this. That's what odds are. That's what this is all about.
Right.
That's what point spreads are about. That's what it's all about. Let's try to attract the most action we can. We legalize it. It's good to go. That's what they do. But I also think that it might be somewhat telling. You know, if they watch tape, and I, you know, we've been going over quarterbacks, right? I thought Shedeur Sanders looked like a guy who can play in the league. Probably for a long time. Probably pretty well.
But did he look like the number two pick?
He didn't look as good as Cam Ward, at least from an intriguing standpoint. You know, of all the guys that we've looked at and talked about, Cam Ward is the one guy that I thought, gosh, that looks like it might be worth taking a chance on. You know, I thought Brett Favre. When I watched Cam Ward, I thought, that's the same style of quarterback. I wonder if anybody else thinks the same thing. And I Googled Brett Favre, Cam Ward. Boom, all kinds of comparisons pop up. So I wasn't off base. At least I wasn't the only guy thinking it. And I can see where he's the odds-on favorite to go number one right now.
Do you buy into this, though? So this, I mean,
oh,
if
I don't
it, if
I think
it
it's
was,
fun, Andy. I think it's real
I
fun.
I do, too. But so if you wanted to look at this, right?
If he didn't play quarterback, he wouldn't be the number one pick. Travis Hunter would. Wouldn't he? Travis Hunter is a two-way player, supposedly, who can, some people think he could be a Pro Bowl caliber wide receiver. Some think he's going to be a Pro Bowl caliber corner. Some think he's going to be both. Well, why wouldn't you take that guy? Because he doesn't play quarterback. That's
right.
Why.
Yeah, it's because he's not.
Right.
Because he doesn't play. I agree with that. But if you look at it based on just the pure notion of the betting scale, Cam Ward goes to Tennessee. Travis Hunter goes to the Browns.
And by the way, Tennessee,
Abdul
of course,
Carter goes
needs a quarterback.
To the Giants. I mean, they need a quarterback, though, too.
Right.
And then Shedeur Sanders would go to
the Raiders at 6.
Well, not according to this. This would be 4. I mean, you would say that,
well, that doesn't
but Texas
mean,
isn't going to take
that
him.
That doesn't
you know?
Mean, yeah. I mean, why would they
I meant
take
that,
him?
The Patriots.
Why would they
well,
take
maybe.
Him? They have Drake May.
Yeah. So I don't I just I look at it and I'm just kind of wondering. You know, does, I look at this.
This
and,
isn't slotting. You know, it's
No. The part of this that I think is really fascinating is the fact that you've got Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter basically going off a 2-1. Who
both look like incredible NFL talents.
Right. Which from what we have heard, especially in this draft, the quarterback sitting there at 1-1 going to Tennessee makes me feel like Vegas might know something and is starting to hedge their bets. That's the reason that I'm thinking is because you're right. The idea is to get action on both sides of the line. But the other part of this is to make sure you are covered as well. So if you put the odds that close, you're not taking a bath if something else is coming. So like if you thought for any reason off the beaten path, if you thought it was slam dunk, you wouldn't have those three guys as close as you do. That's the part of it that I think is so fascinating, is that you've got a defensive end, you've got a wide receiver slash cornerback slash unbelievable athlete.
Whatever he's going to be.
Right, slash amazing player who makes your team better immediately.
What he's going to be is an NFL player for 10 years.
Right, and please do not take that as any kind of slight, because I am a huge, huge fan of what Travis Hunter can do. At a quarterback, and it's all that close. That's typically not how Vegas does these things, mm-hmm. which is why I think this is so unbelievably fascinating, and it makes me think that we don't know what the hell is going on, and we don't know where this is going to go.
You know,
even Vegas doesn't know.
It's a real strange draft because there is no consensus number one guy. You know, if you drafted the quarterbacks based on where they would actually rank on prospects, you see these guys, some of them in the top 10, but you also see some of them dropping way down. You know, if they weren't quarterbacks, they might go 15, they might go 20.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, what does Vegas think the Browns are going to do? Can we read into that?
They didn't
that?
Have odds for number two, so I can't help you on that one. I couldn't find odds for number two. Could only find odds for the first overall pick. I am sure we will get those down the road, but for right now, we couldn't have those odds.
Plus, remember, just because they have odds for the number two pick doesn't mean they have the Browns making that pick. Keep hearing about the Raiders.
That's true.
Raiders want Shedeur Sanders. That's what you keep reading.
We've never really talked about that. Would you be good if the Browns traded? I would want more than just flopping the six. Like, What are we getting for the 6 and the 2? We're getting their first round pick next year? Is that enough?
Oh, that was one thing I saw. It was they would get the 6th pick, they would get a first next year and like a second this year. In other words, Andy, ammunition to try and get Arch Manning the next year.
And then what, draft a quarterback a little bit later, maybe at 103 or somewhere?
Why draft one at all?
Well, I still think there's nothing wrong with having a young quarterback in the system. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Zach Wilson will fit right in.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The problem with this whole situation is whatever you want. Let's, you know, we Mary Kay said, I see them drafting a quarterback at 2 and signing a veteran. Oh, we've already been going over them. We have more to go. There are a plethora of veterans out there. Anytime you can get to use the word plethora, it's a good thing too.
Yeah, you're a big
there fan. Are a plethora of quarterbacks out there who have been in the league and have had some level of success. Great. So you'll get one. Then there are a plethora of guys who, you know, are you're going to the, you know, you're going to the discount store and hoping to find somebody's used T-shirt that's a Rolling Stones T-shirt that you absolutely love, and you're going to buy it for 50 cents, and then you're going to wear it, and people are going to go, man, that's a great shirt.
Oh, vintage.
And those guys are named Trey Lance and Zach Wilson and Justin Fields, although I think Fields is up ahead of those two other guys. I mean, Andy, there are so many different guys out there. It's silly this go around. I texted a buddy of mine today because he asked me, he actually just said, do you think Travis Hunter to the Browns at 2? I said, I could see that.
I can see it too.
If they don't like one of these two quarterbacks. And I said, scenario that I think is really, really intriguing. And I've said it. It's the one I keep going back to. And I asked Mary Kay and she wasn't sure. You know, she thinks that the Browns have Ward and Sanders as their top two quarterbacks in whatever order, but then she's not sure how much of a difference there is between those two guys and the next guys. You know, go watch some Jackson Dart video, folks. He was fun. He was fun to watch. Go watch Jalen Milroe. Oh, my God, can he run? Can't throw very well. Now, doesn't mean he can't. If the Browns happen to like one of these guys, go sign. I'm just throwing out this name as the generic veteran. Go sign Carson Wentz. Bring him in. And then tell Zach Wilson that he can come in and compete for the job. And then go draft Jackson Dart in the second round. Oh, my goodness. Are we going to have things to talk about for months?
Yeah.
Could you imagine that quarterback room, Andy?
Yeah.
There, I used room.
Okay, so who's in your room?
I just...
Give me him again.
You could pick out multiple guys. I just threw out Carson Wentz. Is that who I said?
Yeah.
Zach Wilson and Jackson Dart. Make me even happier. Carson Wentz, Trey Lance, we get the North Dakota State reunion.
Is Deshaun allowed
Jackson Dart.
Is Deshaun allowed to come around after rehab?
I don't
say
know.
Say hi to the boys.
Is he bringing lunch?
Is he hanging out with the team?
Is he bringing lunch?
The more, and Mary Kay said something again this morning.
Wouldn't that be fun? Carson, job's there to win. We're going to pay you $10 million this year. You're getting it regardless whether you win it or not.
Right.
But there. Or Daniel Jones. Or Kirk Cousins. Or, you know, whatever veteran you want.
Well, Mary Kay made me think a little bit more towards Kirk Cousins. I don't know why. It feels like that's the path of least resistance. Does that sound right?
You know, the one thing that I keep going back to, and I forget the exact... No, I remember it now. Tommy Rees, in his press conference, said one of the big things for a quarterback now is to create and extend plays. I don't know why that is stuck in my head, because the minute he said that, I thought, well, that doesn't mean torn Achilles Kirk Cousins. Does it?
I don't know. Does that say to you an mature, experienced quarterback that can be your offensive coordinator after they say hike?
It, to me, I thought, well, that screams Daniel Jones, Carson Wentz.
May I give you mild pushback on that you'll throw something at me?
No.
Good.
Well,
yeah,
no,
I want to see, but, what does he have
see, this, to me,
because
people don't like talking about quarterback. I love this stuff.
Jeff has a shaving cream
pie
over
fun.
There.
Yes. Oh, well, I'm waiting for it. Extend plays isn't just can run around in the back. Extend
it also
plays,
means staying and hanging in the pocket.
Exactly. It means you can dance a little to the right, dance a little to the left, step up in the pocket, all
I
that
get
stuff.
That.
Like Matthew Stafford does a really nice job extending play.
Well, I think Casey and the Sunshine Band wrote that song too.
If Matthew Stafford becomes available from the Rams, I'll go to the airport to pick him up.
Same here. But like that's not the I'm just using him as the example.
Right.
Like he is not a guy that any of us would call mobile, but he does a great job extending
plays.
Kirk Cousins, if he can move, maybe a year off of the torn Achilles, does a really nice job doing exactly that, stepping up in the pocket, little right, little left, but being able
mobile. Honestly, when he said create plays and extend and everything, I thought, well, that to me kind of screams Shedeur Sanders. I don't know. See, that's the thing, Andy.
But if you trade out, you're not going to get him. Probably not, because someone's coming up.
But you know what? I watched Jackson Dart video, and I thought, God, this guy looks fun. This guy looks intriguing. And Milroe runs the football better than any quarterback that I've seen in years. Oh my! He looked like a fullback. I just think there are so many options here. Yes, you can still go wrong, but there are a lot of options. A lot of them.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about... We'll get into the Browns because he's a huge Browns fan. And we'll get a feel for what's going on with the hot stove, too. Brian Anderson, former Indians pitcher, is going to join us next. Right here on Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.